Here's how my mom and I made the chewiest taro balls with just two ingredients, or three if you want to add sugar, but we're going for a sugarless version. We're using both taro and sweet potatoes, and you just want to cut them into thin slices and steam them until they're fork tender. Then we transfer them into separate bowls and mash them up before adding the only other ingredient you'll need, which is tapioca starch. The ratios are different, so head over to the cookpad link in my bio to find the full measurements and also a bonus dessert recipe using these taro balls. Break off a third of each of the dough and actually boil it for a couple minutes before adding and kneading it back. This is a trick that we saw online to make your dough less prone to cracking when you're rolling and cutting it. The rest of the process is super simple and satisfying. You're just rolling out the dough into a long strip and roughly cutting it to the size that you want. Just remember to generously coat them in tapioca starch so that they don't stick together. Boil them to serve, or if you're not using immediately, pop them in the freezer so you have them ready to go whenever. So save this recipe and you can thank me later when you see those prices at the store.